the first time I realised I was useless, we went to do a competition right up in Stockton-on-Tees, which from Wakefield is quite a journey, and from here will be a journey and a half. And I started this competition, and there was this other guy there, and we came and we did the bow and whatever. And within seconds, he had me on the floor, and within a few more seconds, the match was over. And we'd driven, the look of sheer disappointment on Mr. Megson's face, I will remember it to the day I die. He must have been gutted. He'd invested so much in this student, and it all ended in a matter of a few seconds. Why do I mention this? Well, the reason I mention this is because this morning we've been having a couple of presentations on work with children and young people. During September, we're going to hear a little bit more about those involved in Bible class and children's church, and that will be good, finding out what they do. And there is a common denominator that you will find between all those who work with children and young people, and the common denominator is called frustration. I can guarantee you that anybody working with children and young people will feel frustrated because it's such hard work. And so often it feels like a thankless task. You give it your best, you prepare, you get ready, you get in there, and there's this look of boredom on the faces of these young people. There's this expression of blankness. And the worst question ever to ask, I've learned this from experience, the worst question ever to ask is, do you remember what we did last week? No. And you think, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Nobody's listening. Nobody's paying any attention at all. It's not going in. And you can have children, young people with you for months, for years. And at the end of the day, you think, what on earth? What on earth have I achieved? Frustration is the common denominator between all those who work with children and young people. However, I have a little word of encouragement for you this morning. Have we got our Bible verse there, Michael? Our Bible verse comes at the end of 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15 is this long chapter. Paul talks about resurrection, and he gives evidences and proofs of Jesus' resurrection. He goes on to talk about general resurrection, that general resurrection happens. He talks about bodily resurrection, resurrection bodies. And then he ends his chapter with these two lines. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain. Your labour in the Lord is not in vain. You might think that nothing is going through. You might think that nothing is sinking in. You might think that this is a waste of time and nobody is paying any attention, and why am I doing this? But the apostle would tell us, your labour in the Lord is not in vain. It is doing some good. It is achieving something. You may not be aware of it. You may not see it necessarily, but it is achieving something. It is doing something. It is making a difference. And I say that to you because I know that for many of you, this is a hard slog, not just in children's ministry, but in other ministry as well. That quiet ministry that happens behind the scenes, that patient work that we do, and we wonder, why are we doing it? And we don't see any fruit for our labour. We don't see any results for it all. But the apostle would tell us that our labour in the Lord is not in vain. It does more than we think it does. It achieves more than we think it does. And that's why the apostle encourages people, encourages those who are in children's work, in young people's work, in any service at all for the kingdom, for the church, whatever it is, he encourages us all to keep going, not to give up, not to give in. Because our labour in the Lord is not in vain, he says, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Invest in him. Invest in this work. Keep going, keep pressing on. Because it will produce fruit. It will achieve something. It will make a difference. So when you get low and when you get fed up and when you get browned off or whatever it might be, keep on going because your labour in the Lord is not in vain. Therefore, you can commit yourself and reinvest yourself in this work because you know it produces results. Is there anybody here just gone into year six at school? Anybody gone into year six? No year sixes. Let me tell you when I was in year six. Miss Oxley's class. Miss Oxley was strict. She had us under her thumb. We knew where we had to sit, and woe betide anybody who tried to sit anywhere else. Mine was halfway down the second row. Miss Oxley, I did not know this at the time. Miss Oxley was a strong Christian. I didn't go to church. Miss Oxley, I discovered, was a very strong Christian. And what she did, one of the ways that she tried, because as a teacher it's not always easy to influence your students, last lesson on a Friday she would read to us. And the book that I remember her reading to us was C.S. Lewis, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. We had a film of that last year. It's the story, Lewis tells this story of Aslan the lion, who is put to death unfairly, unjustly, but he dies a cruel death, but then 3 days later rises again and rampages through and conquers evil. And it's a wonderful, wonderful story. And she read this to us and I was gripped. I was sitting there on the edge of my seat listening to Miss Oxley read so beautifully this story. And somehow I can only imagine that this story seeped into my psyche, seeped into my soul. And I think it was one of those little seeds that was sown that helped me years later, and it was years later, to become a Christian. Now, fast forward 12, 13 years from being in that particular class with Miss Oxley. I am back in Wakefield. I have become a Christian. I am going to the Baptist church in Wakefield and I am driving my orange Lada. My little orange Lada with the dodgy wheels. And I'm driving it along Barnsley Road and I come to this crossing at St. Helens Parish Church. So I have to stop. And it's just as well I did, because these two elderly ladies started to walk across the road to the church. And the moment I saw them, I knew who one of them was. It was Miss Oxley! It was Miss Oxley! I hadn't seen her since I left junior school. And I wanted to wind the window down, and I wanted to shout out of the window. I wanted to say, Miss Oxley, it's me, Stephen Greasley, and... Do you remember, I was in your class and I used to sit on the second row halfway down. And you used to read to us, Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. I've become a Christian and I'm going to become a Baptist minister. And I wish I had said that to her. She might have been shocked to have somebody shouting these things out of the window to her. But I never saw her again. I never saw her. That was the last time I ever saw her. And I thought, wouldn't it have been nice if I could have just said the influence that she had. She probably went home absolutely fed up. Nobody was paying any attention. Nobody was listening. I'm reading this story and I don't know what I'm reading this story for, because it's not doing anything to anybody. But it was. Don't give up. Don't give up. Your labour in the Lord is not in vain. Mr. Megson, my judo instructor, would be absolutely shocked and amazed that 50 years after I was in one of his classes, I can still remember him now with his judo suit on and his brown belt and his orange camper van. He'd be shocked. He wouldn't have imagined that anybody would remember him, but I remember him. Your labour in the Lord is not in vain. And one day, I can guarantee, one day, when you reach the pearly gates and St. Peter hands you the keys of the kingdom and you're wandering around, somebody's going to come up to you and they're going to say, hello. And you're going to look at them and you're going to think, I'm not sure who they are. They're all vaguely. But... And they're going to say, do you remember? Do you remember me? I was in your Sunday school class. I was in Boys Brigade. And I was the naughtiest child in your class. And you thought I wasn't listening. But I was. And one day you said, and I thought, ooh. And here I am. Thank you. One day. You never know what good you've done. You don't know what good you are doing in your family, in your friendship circles, in your church service, wherever it may be. You're sowing seeds, you're being witnesses, you're being lights to shine in the darkness. Let me encourage you, your labour in the Lord is not in vain. Therefore, give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all those people who have shaped us and guided us and moulded us through the years. Thank you for their love, their patience and their influence. May we exercise that same patience and love and influence on others too. May we give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord. And may you take the labours of our hands, the initiative of our minds, the work that we can do, and may you use all of it in your service. Father, we rededicate ourselves afresh to you this day. Take us, use us, bless us, anoint us in your service, we ask. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you very much. We'll rise to sing our final song for today. All to Jesus, I surrender.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here this Sunday morning. Thank you for being with us. There is tea and coffee downstairs. You'd be very welcome to stay for that. This evening, as I say, we've got a first of our celebration services. It's at 6:30. We've got some baptisms as well. And so if you are free, come along for about an hour and a half, and it'll be a nice opportunity just to, again, engage with God, meet with him, and hear what he has to say. I'm running out of voice. there we are. I am reminded to tell you that at 3 o'clock this afternoon, the government is invading you, and your mobile phones will go ringing because there is some alarm thing happening to test some secret message. So, it's happening at 3 o'clock. It won't bother me, but it might bother a lot of you. Various things are starting up this coming week. We've got Friendship Morning. Well, we've got Steps, obviously, starting tomorrow. Friendship Morning on Wednesday morning. If you're interested in craft time, signing up is this Thursday from 10? From 10.
Yes,
10 till 11. Yeah. What else have we got? Thursday evening we've got Bridge House prayer meeting. It will still be at Bridge House because the sale hasn't gone through yet. So if you're free this Thursday evening, 7:30 at Bridge House for a prayer meeting for about 45 minutes. Brigades start back on Friday. Then we've got various other things happening as well. We've got Alpha. The Alpha course is a wonderful introduction to Christianity. For those who are either new to faith or thinking about faith or just would like to go through the basics of what Christianity is, Ruth runs two sessions. One's on a Monday morning, one's on a Tuesday evening, and they start on the 22nd and 23rd of September. Downstairs there is some lost property. If it's not claimed in the next 2 weeks, it will be disposed of. There are also some books downstairs which are free to good homes. Have a look, see if there's anything you like, and please feel free to take that with you. Consent forms, if you are a parent or a guardian with children in the church, Children's Church starts next week. We do need consent forms completed for all children. So if you haven't completed one today, please, Sharon has some with her. Go and find one of those forms, fill it in. Don't take it home. Fill it in here and hand it back in. That would be great. Helen Holloway is... did you want to say something, Helen? Or...
I've got my fire marshal hat on today. So this is the time of year. All welcome team, stewards and volunteer fire marshals. We're having annual updates this month. The 20-minute sessions after the service. So that's today, 14th, 21st and 28th. After each service in the conversation area, please attend one session, just one session only, and then we'll all be updated. If anything was to happen, we'd all be ready. So in the January, we hope to present it to the congregation so they know what to do. And then following that, we will have a practice at some point. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Helen. And in the newsletter, if you read it, there's lots of things cracking off. There's some details there about harvest, which is coming in a few weeks' time, what we need for harvest. Also about the shoebox appeal as well, and there'll be more about that next week. And then, yes, just a reminder, tonight, 6:30, here for a celebration and a baptismal service for those able to make it. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love to each one of us here today. We want to lift before you this morning those of our number who are not well and need your healing touch and healing hand. We think of Liz Clark and just pray, Lord, for some encouragement for Liz. And we pray that you just help her to be able to get around a little more easily. And we pray for this appointment, this surgery date to happen. And we pray that she can have some real encouragements and real answers to prayer in the next few days. We pray for Richard Hayton and pray for Richard for healing in his life. And again, Lord, we commend him to you. We think of Trevor Purser and we pray your blessing into Trevor's life. And we want to pray for Abby Paul, whose mum passed away quite recently. And we pray for Abby with the burden of this, the responsibility of this. And we pray, Lord, that you'd help her to navigate through all the complexities of arranging a funeral and all those manner of things. Father, we commend these, our friends, to you. We commend others to you as well who are on our hearts and minds who need your help. Touch them, heal them, bless them. We ask and pray. And as we go from this place, may you fill each one of us with your love, your joy, and your peace. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Tea and coffee downstairs. If anybody wants to know more about baptism and membership, come and have a word with me. Thank you very much. God bless.